him and my grandmother separated. Uh-huh. He married somebody else.
I see. Your grandmother formed it.
Well, it was my daddy and brother.
Yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh.
My stepdad.
I see. Can you tell me something about your grandparents on your mother's side? On your grand?
Not too much.
Yeah.
She was born an unlawful child. And after her mother died, she was taken down here and raised by a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
She never inherited anything from her parents from Burdenville.
No inheritance from Burdenville.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what about your wife? Can you tell me about her? When she...
I married in 1918.
Mm-hmm.
I had a happy, loving wife for 20 years and 10 months. Then after that, she separated. She left.
Mm-hmm.
I raised my family without a mother. 7 children. Married them all off in the Catholic Church. The last wedding was given, it was a twin wedding at the altar. At present time I have 7 lovely children, 53 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, 6 great-great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
And still live on the farm. I'll be there until death do you part.
Well, now your wife, was she from this area?
She was from the same area, but she was from Laurelville.
Laurelville, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I know where that is. That's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
at the present time, we are divorced.
Uh-huh.
And I'm at home doing good, me and my children.
Do you know anything about her folks?
Yes, I know them. A little bit.
Yeah.
Not the foundation.
And they lived there most of their lives?
Yeah, they did. They lived there all their lives.
Yeah.
They all practically was farmers, too.
Farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Over in that area. Okay. About your, can you tell me about the education, your grandmother's education on your mother's side, or?
She didn't know how to read and write. At the time, I guess they didn't have no school at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your first school that was put up, Billy over here, was built by the farmers. They got together and build a school, and then I think it's the parish that would furnish a teacher. And that's where the people started going to school and get a little learning.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about this community, Olivier? What was it like? Was it always, can you tell me, was it always a farming community?
Very few houses.
Mm-hmm.
About 7 houses where I live. The houses at that time was built on the inside, lime, cattle hair,